Be just, Reverend, and have faith. Don't just sit suspicious. Believe God. Every person here could be healed right now. Well, you are healed if you would just accept it. It has to come to pass. Believe God. How did you, sir? We strangers also, are we, sir? We are. You've been in a meeting but never got to speak to me or anything. That way, I've never seen you before, so no. Do you believe me to be his servant?
Yes, sir.
That what I have told is the truth?
Yes.
Well, if you've done that, then God told me when that angel appeared, if you get the people to believe you and then be sincere when you pray. See? I said, they won't believe me. I'm uneducated. He said, as the prophet Moses was given signs and a vindication to heal his hand of leprosy and make a stick turn to a serpent and back to a stick, he said, you'll be given signs. And you'll know the very thoughts of their heart and tell them these things. And by these, he said, which is the Lord Jesus the working in the proving his scripture, you see, that they would believe. Now, if we be strangers, and this man here be a stranger, and if God will reveal to me the man's condition or whatever it is, well then, there's no room for doubt anymore, is there? Then you believe I'd pray for you, then God would grant it. You do. Well, may he grant it, my brother. The first thing, I see you're concerned about someone else besides yourself. Now, I believe that's a relative of yours. I believe it's a woman. She's deaf or something. And she has a rheumatism, like, or something wrong with her. You have a condition. Just a moment, let me speak to you here. Is that the truth? See, now,
that
has to be God. Thank you, brother. May the Lord bless you. Come here just a minute. Are you believe now that he will grant to you the desire of your heart?
Well, I've asked God to make it possible that I could come to you, and I don't know how it was, but I'm here, so it must be God.
That's exactly right. Thanks be to God. Our Heavenly Father, I bless this man. May he go now and receive, then his heart and his faith has moved up. His desire was to come. As Moses lifted the brass serpent in the wilderness as an ensign, the serpent couldn't even pray for people, but they looked and lived because they know that you were in the program. It was obeying what you said do. And Father, as the same memorial tonight, I lay hands upon the man obeying what you said do and ask for the healing of his body and for his loved one likewise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. A young man, go on your road rejoicing. Go being thankful. God surely will reward you of your faith. God bless you. But if it takes your faith now. You've had a desire in your heart a long time. Isn't that right? I'm not reading your mind. But you even promised God that the things that you promised that you know you should have done when you was a young woman one time, that you failed to do it. Is that the truth? Your baby has got some kind of a bowel trouble. Isn't that right? Something got a paralyzed condition, and it's got a gurgitation. It vomits its little food out. Is that the truth? If that's true, raise up your hand, all of that. How do I know you, and how do I know your baby? But the God of heaven is standing here revealing to you. Do you believe God will heal the baby if I'll ask him, and will you obey him and go ahead and do what God... Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless both the lady and the baby, and may they both get well, Lord, and serve you all the days of their life. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask this blessing. Amen. God bless you now. Go rejoicing, going being happy, and praising God for his goodness and mercy. Let's say thanks be to God. Now be reverent, everyone. Just, oh, this man's deaf thing here. I can just move it now. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this man, this deaf spirit who's here trying to... Behold the man, I pray in Jesus' name that you'll loose these ears so that he might hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thy deaf spirit, come out of the man. In the name of Jesus Christ, I adjure thee to go. All right, you can come up here to the microphone. This is a deaf ear. Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
You are healed, my brother. You can go on your road rejoicing, being happy. Let us say thanks be to God. You believe God will heal you that cancer, sir? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal this man and may he go home and get well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, brother. Now go on your road rejoicing, thanking God. Come, lady. Do you believe? The trouble's in your back, isn't it? That's right. He said, you believe God will make you well? Lord Jesus, I bless the woman and ask you to heal her. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go on your road now rejoicing, being made happy. Aren't you a sufferer too, lady, sitting right there? This right here is this little red coat on. You're wanting to be prayed for too, aren't you? I thought you did. You was praying then, see. Yes, that's you. I didn't get just what it was. I do now. It's arthritis. Is that right? And don't you have something else besides that? Phlebitis. That's right. You believe you're going to be healed? Are you all interested in her? You believe too? What about you sitting next to her there? You have arthritis too, sitting right next to her. You lady, you have low blood pressure, don't you? Is that right? That lady there also, she has arthritis also. Is that right? Is that the truth? Raise your hands if that's the truth. There's something connection with all of you. The whole group of you. You come together. You come from another city. From Ohio. Is that right? Go home and be well now, the whole group of you. Come. You want to be healed? All right? Got asthmatic trouble. Just go thank the Lord and be made well. God bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't get over the heart trouble, lady? If you do, just go thanking him, saying, thank you, Lord, and God will let you get over it. You believe now? I see somebody sitting there praying right there, that white-looking coat on. You have a very odd thing. You have real weak spells fainting away. Isn't that right? If that's the truth, raise your hand. Stand up and accept your healing now. God bless you. Go home and be made well now. That little woman sitting there praising the Lord on the end, you've got some kind of hurting in your breath that causes you trouble, isn't that right? And a stomach trouble too, isn't that right? It's gas that's pushing out against your heart and so forth. The Lord bless you. Go home now and get well. The Lord Jesus make you well. Let's say praise be to God. You want to get rid of that anemia condition? You do? Say thank you, Lord, for healing me. Accept your healing. Do you do it? Or go on your road rejoicing and be happy. Let's say praise God. You know, girl, that gallbladder trouble? You do? Stand up and accept your healing, and you say, God bless you, that's right. Amen. Have faith in God. All right, come, sir. You know, girl, the heart trouble? Just go on your road rejoicing, saying, thank you, Lord. That's the way to do it. Believe with all your heart. You know, girl, that anemia condition back there? You believe that God will make you well? You. All right, sir. Stand up and accept your healing, and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. That's the way. All right. Heart trouble, tumor, oh God, be merciful. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the woman and make you go home and be made well. Through Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice. All right. Come. My little brother, do you believe me to be God's prophet? You have diabetes, don't you, honey? You want to get over it? If Jesus was here, he'd lay his hands on you, get well, wouldn't you? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, get well, honey. Go and may the Lord bless you and make you well. Let's say thanks be to God. All right, lady, you don't deal with the heart trouble, don't you, sister? Be made well. All right, come the Lord Jesus, bless this woman, and may she go home and be well. Through Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. All right. You believe now, sister? Believe that God will make you well? Father, I pray that you'll heal her and make her well in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go on your road. Look.
You know, what was your trouble? Tuberculosis. A bad shape, but God will make you well if you believe it. Isn't that right? Well, go on and rejoice now. Be made well.
Is that right? Are you believe she can be healed, brother? You do? It's in your spine. Is that right? The vertebrae all out. If you believe God and believe me to be His servant, I'll ask God to heal you, and then you get up from there and go home if you'll believe. Walk out and be well. You believe it? Lay your hand on her, sir. You're sitting there by her. Lay your hand over on her. Lord Jesus, I don't know why you pulled around to show that woman, but she's laying there. Years she's been laying like this, but Thou can make her well. I pray, God, that You'll heal her and make her well. Now look down upon that scene, and I ask as Your servant that You'll heal the woman and make her well. May she rise up, go home, and get over this and be a well, healthy woman again to give God praise, realizing that nothing else could help her. But God, right now, I ask in Christ's name for her healing. Amen. God bless you now, sister. Now you feel that you're healed? If you are, you can get up out of the cot on the service and go on out and go home. How many of the rest of you like to be made well just at this time? Don't worry, there she gets up. Paralyzed in the spine. The rest of you can be healed too. Let's raise your hands and give praise to God. Anybody want to be healed? Just come right on out. Stand up to your feet. Accept your healing. Lord Jesus, I pray that You'll make every one of them well. May they leave here tonight, Lord, and be healed tonight as Your Spirit moving down here, and make them well in Jesus Christ's name. I ask it. Amen. Now, lady, as we being strangers, I do not know you. God knows I don't know you. The Bible laying before me, and God, who is present now, knows that I don't know you. I've never seen you. And if you're up here for some good, I pray that you get it. I pray that God will reveal it and make it known unto you. Something to help you. And if you're up here in pretension, you'll know that in a little bit too, because he'll call that to you also. He is God, see, and we're just man and woman. But you're up here to be prayed for a heart condition. Isn't that right? Very bad heart condition. I tell you what the trouble is. The bowels of your heart is closing up. Isn't that right? You haven't got much longer to live unless God has mercy. And here's one of the main things, lady. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You do. I believe that, lady. The same Jesus Christ that talked to the woman at the well knowed her troubles, knowed just what was causing her trouble, didn't he? The main thing you need tonight is Jesus Christ as personal Savior. You're a sinner. Is that? That's right. You've done wrong. You never accepted Christ. Will you now accept Him as your personal Savior? You do accept Him now as your Savior. And you ask Him to have mercy, and if He'll let you live from this heart condition, which I see your doctor shaking his head, that there's not a chance for you. But if God will let you live, will you promise to serve Him all the days of your life and live for Him?
Yes.
You will. Come here just a moment. Almighty God, Your Spirit that was at the Samaritan well that day, as upon Your beloved Son Christ Jesus, has returned to the earth to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And to confirm and make the words true that He said, these things that I do shall you do also. And greater than this will you do, for I go to my Father. Here's a woman standing here, Lord, who's asking mercy and pardon for her sinful life. And she now surrenders her life to You. And we're taught that all things work together for good to them that love You. And she's dying, Lord, with this heart condition. I pray that You heal her. And may Your Spirit come up on her and forgive every sin. And may she go away from here tonight and get well, and serve You all the days of her life. In Jesus' name I ask this blessing. Amen. You are a Christian now. Now go and sin no more, and you'll get well. God bless you. Amen. So let her testify this.
I said, I'm so happy now. I'm ready to go. I don't care whether I get well or not.
Thanks be to God. See, you critics who would criticize our Lord Jesus Christ, what about that? He's the Lord, yes. Believe Him, do you? Have faith in him. God shall bring it to pass. You feel better, don't you? Little lady sitting there next to you wants to get well, too. She's got eczema, isn't that right? It's inside, but you got, is that right? The lady sitting there, she's just been saved. God's with her. Her life's whirling all around her. See? And you go home and be, lady just got saved. Lay your hand over on the lady there. The Lord bless her now, and may she be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. The both of you. All right, come, lady. Do you believe with all your heart? Do you believe these things come from God? Even if I didn't even say, if he didn't tell me one thing about you, yet you'd believe anyhow, would you? If I just say, I prayed for you, you'd be all right, would it? Now, that's faith. How many believe the same thing? You say, just ask the prayer for me, I'll get all right. Thank you. Now faith has begun to move. A wall of faith moving up each night, getting stronger and stronger. If we can just hold out and keep moving, you're going to see something break loose here that you've never seen before. See? It'll be more than cripples walking. It'll be the glory of God if you'll just only believe. Now may the Lord Jesus grant these things and be merciful to us. Now I want to talk to you, lady. We are strangers, are we? We are strangers, yes, ma'am. I never seen you in my life. Don't know nothing about you. That's true. But God knows all about you. But I perceive that you are a Christian. You are a Christian woman. And you're from a Christian family. That's right. You have a sick husband. Is that right? Isn't that the man standing right there? That's right. You're stuffed with diabetes, aren't you, sir? Is that right? Just walk around this way. You don't have to come in the line. Look here. You're in a serious condition. You have a cancer. Is that right? The cancer's on the breast. You also have liver trouble. You have kidney trouble. You have a heart trouble. Your doctor can't operate on you, said. Because if he give you anesthetic, take the cancer out, the anesthetic on your heart and condition would kill you. Is that right? That's right. Raise your hand. Come here just a minute. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon this poor mortal. May she and her husband go home and be well and live happy for many years. Cursed be this cancer and all the diseases of her body and the heart trouble. In Jesus Christ's name, may it leave her. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go rejoicing and be happy. And the Lord be with you. All right. Have faith in God, and God shall bring all things to pass. How do you do, young man? Do you believe what you have seen to be the Spirit of God? I thank you. I thank you for that. You are some kind of an attendant in some kind of a sanatorium or something. Isn't that right? I believe it's a sanatorium mental a place. That's right. You've been struck on the jaw, and it's caused you to have headaches. Is that right? Go home. You're going to get over it, brother. God's going to make you well. God bless you. Amen. All right. Come, little honey. Bless this little heart. Heart trouble. Let's bow our heads a minute for this baby. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray for mercy for the little one. May she be made well. May she go and be healed. As I lay my hands up on her and ask for mercy, in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. God bless you, honey. You believe you're going to get well now? Jesus loves you. Did you know that? Now, if he was here, he could know what was wrong with you. And he'd lay his hands up on you and bless you, and you'd get over that heart trouble, and you'd get well. But you believe Jesus sent Brother Branham to do that? God bless you. Say, if you got one of your loved ones that's kind of deaf or hard of hearing, isn't that right? Some of your people, it's a little hard of hearing out there. Now you go over and put your hand over on her now when you go down there, and she'll get well too. God bless you. Lady, would you like to go home and eat supper like you used to and enjoy it? Well, go ahead. God be with you and bless you and make you deliver. God bless you. Your stomach trouble will leave you. God be with you and help you. All right, lady, you come. Have faith in God. You want to get over that gallbladder trouble sitting there, lady? All right, just stand up. He made you well a while ago. I seen him do it, but I just waited till you got her. God bless you now. Go in here. Got gallstones there. Go to pass, and it'll be all right. Don't care. Awful nervous, aren't you, lady? That's the devil that makes you that way. He's really You think there's many things wrong, but nervousness is what the main thing is. It makes you feel like everything's wrong. Like a black bolt comes from you, like a cloud or something. It's a wave, like a breath moving. You get scared. Many times in the evening times when the sun is sinking low, you get real weary, don't you? Is that right? Many times you think you're going to lose your mind, but you're not. See, you're not. You're going to be all right. Do you believe me as a servant? Then it, right now, listen, if this is right, you've often prayed and wanted a place to where you could say, you could set your foot to start from. Isn't that right? All right, this is your footstep. Go now. And be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. Come, lady. You believing? All your heart? All right. That's the way to do. Have faith in God. You believing he is his prophet? You do. You look like a mighty healthy woman to be in your condition, but you are sick. Tuberculosis. You believe he'll make you well? Come here. Lord Jesus, I pray that you heal the woman. May this evil leave her and may she go and be made well in the name of thy holy child, Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, lady. Go now rejoice and be happy in your home. Don't fear. Only have faith and believe, my sister. And God will grant these things to you. All right.
Can I get some?
Yes, ma'am. You go do as I tell you to do. See? You go out of here just being happy and thankful and rejoicing, and it'll leave you. See? See? Now, you believe that? If you do what I tell you, just let the negative testimony be gone from now on. Go saying, thank you, Lord. I believe you with all my heart. Because his own word even here says you're healed. If you just go believe it, you'll be all right. God bless you now. Go rejoice. All right. You don't get over your back trouble, sir? Just reach out like this and say, praise the Lord. Go on your road rejoicing, sir. You're healed. Let's say praise be to God. Believe God now. You believe with all your heart? Do you believe that God would reveal something to me, what your condition is, you would accept your healing? You would. You have heart trouble, don't you? Yes, sir. And let me tell you, you have something that bothers you, too, that makes that heart trouble worse. You have a habit. You have smoking. Is that right? Forsake it. God don't want nobody to smoke. Forget the thing, go on, you get over your heart trouble. God bless you. God bless you, brother. May the Lord Jesus bless you and make you well. All right, come, lady. You believe? You don't get over that female trouble?
Yes.
Well, let's go thank God for you.
Oh, glory to God.
Have faith now. Tone down. You've been wanting to quit smoking too, haven't you? Isn't that right? All right, rise up from there now and accept your salvation from God and you'll... The cigarettes will leave you and you won't have to fool with them no more. That's an unclean spirit. That thing tries to haunt on the people. All right. You want to deal with the heart trouble? All right. God heal the man, I pray, and make him well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord, and be made well. All right. You believe, sister? Not that heart trouble kind of make you shake, didn't it? Because that's what was wrong with you. He had a nervous heart, but you got a blocked heart. Come here. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the little girl, seeing that she stands here, just a young woman. May your mercies be upon her and heal her. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. The reason I prayed for you was this. You're wondering there if I was going to pray for you, because that's what you wanted me to do, was to pray for you. All right. Come, sir. Do you believe me to be his servant? You do. Go eat your supper, then. Stomach troubles left. You got a peptic ulcer in your stomach, which is caused from a nervous condition, causes your food to sour and cramp you. Is that right? In there. It's left you now. Go eat your supper. God bless you. God bless you. Lord Jesus, thank you. Let's say thanks be to God. Brother, just wait just a minute. Come here, I want to talk to you again just a minute. Say thanks be to God. Do you believe him with all your heart? Now, I wish that you would just do this. That you just look this way and believe, every person. Just look and say, Lord, I truly believe. You know that you're over your heaven now, don't you, brother? That lady sitting there with that kidney trouble and rectal trouble, too, isn't it, lady? You can be healed if you want to, if you'll accept your healing. The Lord Jesus bless you. God be with you now. Have faith in him. Don't doubt. Of course, you see this lady here with a garter on her throat. You could look and see that was a garter. The lady sitting next to her looks all right, but she's got sinus trouble. Isn't that right, lady? That's right. Raise your hand. That's right. What do you think about it, young lady? You believe too? You got arthritis, haven't you? That's right. Raise up your hand. Sure. You can be made well if you just only have faith and believe. You don't get over that hernia, sir, sitting there? Believe it and heal you. Raise up your hand. Say, I accept it. God bless you. The rest of you want to be healed? What about some of you out there? What about that lady in the stretcher? You believe, lady? Yeah, you, the ones looking that way. Look this way. You believe me? You do? You believe me to be God's prophet? You do? Uh-huh. I don't know you. You don't know me. But you've had an operation. Is that right? That was for cancer. Is that right? But you got a severe kidney trouble now. If that's true, raise up your hand. Why don't you accept your healing? You do. Well, stand up on your feet then. Jesus Christ will make you well. All right, how many rest of you want to accept your healing? While she's you believe? Stand up on your feet. Everybody here wants to. Stand on your feet. Lay your hands on one another.
You believe you had epilepsy. You had a rag wrapped around a clothespin. He's having a fit right on the platform. And I'd ask our Heavenly Father, I said, they all bow their heads. And yet there was some resentment. You could feel it way back, probably almost long as this building. 28,000 people there. So there was almost the way out towards the yard part of the place. You just kept resentment coming. Now look, it was a minister and about 8 or 10 of these people. And I said to the usher, I said, go have that minister to put his head down. The usher came back in a few moments. He said, this is a public place of worship. He didn't have to do it. I said, sir, you didn't put your head down? He set his head up. I said, all right. You, that's your American privilege. But remember, I'm not responsible. And the little baby in a hard fit. I said, Heavenly Father, don't let the innocent have to suffer for the guilty. I ask you to heal the little baby in the name of your son, Jesus. Spasm, yes, the little baby. And so I said, well, we're very thankful. And the little baby went off, and I heard a commotion, and the whole group struck with epilepsy. Right there, and you write to Richard T. Reed, Joan Barak, and all the blessed old Bible I was having. I can see that. The whole group had epilepsy and still got epilepsy fits. I can prove some of these statements here I'm saying by government statistics, the government write-up. Officials, FBI agents, just come right in the media and followed it and watched it and wrote it up. We're not playing church friends, so be reverent. Be reverent. Now, listen. You're believing tonight that the Lord Jesus is here in the building and can make you well?
Mm-hmm.
You do that. Do you believe that those things that you see and hear, is this your first meeting to be into?
No.
You've been in other meetings?
I've been in Flint, Michigan.
Oh, you've been in Flint, Michigan to the meeting?
But I was down and see what the thing
is. I see. Now, only God alone could help you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just told me what your trouble was of having a heart ailment.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. You Maybe then, being that you told me what was wrong with you, maybe the Lord will say something else to you. So just for exercising your faith, you see. Now, do you believe me to be his prophet? You do that. Now, I say that humbly, you see, just for he said this, if you get the people to believe you, and then be sincere when you pray, that's when it will take place. You're a minister also. Is that right? Yes, sir. And haven't you just come from across some water somewhere from overseas? God bless you. Now, do you believe?
Yes, sir.
Go, get out of your heart trouble now. The Lord bless you. God be with you now, and you're going to get well now. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Just to talk just a little. Now, I want you to be real reverent out there now, and believe with all your heart. You believe it? Is it true? You're thinking about somebody, aren't you? You're concerned about somebody. It's your baby. Is that right? The little boy in there. Just have faith in God. God can do it if you just believe. All right, stranger. How do you, sister? Do you believe with all your heart? I truly believe that. I believe that you are a believer. Anyone in that attitude could surely touch the heart of God. You are sick, and there's something wrong with your blood. Anemic condition. Isn't that right? That asthmatic condition also. Isn't that true? Something about a doctor. No, the doctor's been looking at this baby. Is that right? That baby's sick also. Oh, the baby's worse than you are. The baby is anemia also, and the rupture. Isn't that right? And I see a doctor shake his head. That the doctor doesn't even for that baby. Isn't that right? That's right, raise up your hand. Can God make you both well? You accept healing for both of you? Now the doctor's done all he can do. He's sincere about that. But God can help you now. Do you believe it? Lord Jesus, I pray for mercy for this darling baby. Mother, may they both go home tonight. And by your stripes may they be healed. May Satan not be able to touch them. Come out of them, Satan. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I bless you, my sister, and I bless the baby. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who knows your life and the baby's also. Now, do you believe you're going to be well? You shall have it. God bless you, Lord. Let's say thanks be to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Every person in here ought to believe right now. The angel of God, whose picture is on this paper, who is scientifically known throughout the entire world at this time, he is right here in this audience right now. He isn't standing but a few feet from where I am. Someday, at the day of judgment, you will see I've told you the truth. That's right here now. And you know any person that will believe on you. Believe on Jesus Christ that he has healed you. Have faith in God. God knows all things, doesn't he? Believe him. Was that lady that was just healed just then? Was that baby? I thought so. I seen you standing above and you're in the shadow. Look now, but this thing's that woman right here. And I've seen you together. You're stuck with heart trouble, aren't you? Just go on back to your seat. Thanks. God bless you. Let's accept the Lord Jesus. Have faith. All things are possible if you can believe it. How do you do?
Had a son a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. It's kind of a parasite. It gets into your stomach. Caused you lots of trouble. I know what they are. I've had them myself. Yes, sir. But the Lord Jesus made me well, son. He said, you also. So you've come a long way to get here, too, haven't you? You've been hitchhiking to get here or something or other. I've seen you on the road moving. Is that right? Don't you come from a country that's got a lot of plains or something there like that? I see out in the west somewhere.
Yes.
Is that right? Now go home, you're going to get well and be a normal man again. Your faith has saved you, son. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Yes, sir. All right, go about it. Let's say thanks be to God. Have faith and believe in the Lord Jesus. How many believe that Jesus raised from the dead? Do you believe that each day tonight that the same Lord Jesus who rose from the dead, working among men? Well, I have faith in him, and you will grant. The same Lord Jesus that raised from the dead. Now look, when he rose from the dead, he went on his road to Emmaus, and people did. I just want to talk a moment of your anointing. It's real deep. Sometimes I just can't hold myself together right. But listen closely now. On the road to Emmaus, he met some of the disciples, and they talked with him all day. And when he got there that night, there's a certain thing that he'd done just in a certain way that they knew that was him. Is that right? Now, he's been with you all day. He's been with many of you for years. Is that right? Now, watch the way he does things. Have you seen in your life the way he's done things? When he saved you out of that accident? When he saved you from that sick spell? When you had no money and somebody bought some groceries in? You know what I mean, don't you? That's just the way he does things. See? He's with us. He's raised from the dead. He's here tonight. Amen. All right, come, young fella. Now have faith in God and believe him. God shall grant all things. Now, I just want to speak to you a moment. Do you believe that what you see is the truth? You do? Now, quickly, when my spirit goes to meet yours, there's something wrong. You're a sick man. You're diabetic. Is that right? And you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. As a sinner, you need Jesus Christ as Savior. Is that right? Don't you want a blood transfusion for both soul and body tonight, young man? You accept him as your Savior right now. I believe you're standing in his presence. You do. If you accept it and testify to this people that you now accept Christ as your Savior, asking for mercy, raise your hand and turn to the people. Come here. Lord Jesus, forgiving of every trespass, every sin, God, I pray that you will heal the boy and may he go out of here and live a normal life, be perfectly well. Forgive every sin and take him into your kingdom tonight. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, young man. Go rejoice. You feel like God has saved you now, your sins are gone. You go join some good church and live for Christ. You're going to be well too, brother. God bless you. Some minister should speak to the boy immediately about coming into the church and getting him baptized. Let's say, we thank thee, Lord. We thank thee, Lord. And have mercy is our sincere prayer for each one. All right, bring the lady. Now, you must believe with all your heart, with all your soul and all your mind to be healed. And do you do this, lady? Do you believe that you're standing, not your brother yet, but you're in the presence of him, the supernatural one, who had his picture taken on this paper here? Mm-hmm. You do. You're married? God speak to you one time this morning. You ought to say, only believe if you will now. Only believe.
Only believe.
Just something that couldn't be said before an audience, that only God himself would know in that manner. Is that right, young lady? That's right. And just, it couldn't be said before an audience. The vision came, and when it left me, I walked over and spoke to her about it, and she holds her hand. That's the honest truth. And no one could be at this place but she and God alone. That's right. Now come near. You believe if I ask the blessing for you that God will answer my prayer? Our Heavenly Father, as this woman here, just in not exactly understanding just what this trouble is, Lord, I pray for mercy for her, and may she be made well. Thou art here, Father, and can make her well. And in commemoration of your Son's word, Jesus, the last word that fell from his sacred lips when he went up into heaven, promising to return again, be with us even to the end of the age. Said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Yonder, Lord, that night when the angel of the Lord come and said, go and be sincere and get the people to believe you and pray sincerely, and nothing shall stand before the prayer. You're still God. You still exist. You're still here. I ask for our healing. Lord, spare our young life. I ask in Christ's name. Amen.
It's a serious thing, but I believe you're going to be well. I believe you're going to be all right. The Lord Jesus bless you now as you go.
Let's say thanks be to our Lord. Have faith. You know, go your back.
Be made well. You believe that he will?
If you believe about our healthy man, he'll do it and make you well.
I'll come here.
Father, I ask you to be merciful. Heal the woman, Lord. I pray for your glory. Grant, Lord, that the power that raised Christ from the dead will strengthen her now and take the straining spirit away from her, and may she go be made well through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. You believe now? You believe it'll leave you? How long has it been bothering you? This judge is choking on, unseen. You couldn't see it from the outside, of course. But it's not only that, but it's growth also. You have growth plus the inward garden. Is that true? It's so that you should know that I understand what I'm speaking of. You just go and don't doubt nothing. See, just go thanking God. And now, within about 72 hours, if our prayer is answered, you become sick. Real sick, about 3 days and nights. See, you become sick, headaches, nauseous. Don't get worried. That's when you can thank God then. God. God bless you. God bless you. Let's say praise be to God who gives us the victory. Come, sister dear. Do you believe with all your heart? Believe that God will make you well? That's your mother? It is. I thought so. You're praying. You have a serious thing, don't you, son? Something wrong with you. You just kind of lose your memory, like you can't think of things. Isn't that true? Is that right? Mother there has a heart trouble, suffering with nervousness. Isn't that right? That's your mother. Is that right? But that's right, raise up your hand. See, this woman had heart trouble too. Them demons were pulling one to another. God bless you both. Now go and get y'all both at you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you, young man, and grant you the same thing. God be with you. Lord bless you. Let's say good thanks to God. He gives us this victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. All right. Come now, believe in you. Believe that he'll make you well. With all your heart. restore to you, affix you, and make you a well girl again?
Yes.
You'll serve Him all your life if you'll heal you?
Yes.
Our Heavenly Father, I ask for mercy and kindness to our sister, and may the evil one leave. I pray in Jesus Christ's name that you'll go from her. Amen. Now you're all right. You believe that? You hear me all right now? You understand me okay?
Yes.
How long have you been this way?
Yes.
Just a little baby.
Yes.
You understand all right now?
Yes.
All right? You're healed. It's gone from you. Yes, sir. Bless you. Go home and rejoice. God bless you. Let's say thanks to God. Come, little lady. You believe with all your heart? What if the Lord Jesus would just say what was wrong with you? Would you believe, Brother Branham? You do? You like to go to Sunday school? You're a mighty sweet little girl, pretty little girl. And are you, in a way, young girls are going today. Won't you serve Jesus? He'll make you well. You've had a kidney trouble, honey, all for years and years. Isn't that right? God bless you. Come here. Lord Jesus, this darling little thing, I pray that you will help her now. This condition, may the evil spirit go away from the child, and I bless the child for its healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Now, I tried hard, honey, but you're going to get well. Now, don't you fear. You go out and love Jesus, and God will make you well. Let's say thanks to you, Lord, our Lord. Now, sister, do you believe while you stay here in the chair with all your heart? Would you like to get over that female trouble that you've had with that, all right, just go ahead and believe the Lord Jesus right now, and you'll get well with it. God bless you. Amen. Honey, I want to touch her hand just before going. God be merciful to her, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you, sister. Let's say thanks be to our Lord. Amen. If you believe now, turn down. Now come, lady. Wasn't it kind of a strange thing when I said female trouble to her? It's the same thing with you, see. I go ahead and just praise God, say thank you, Lord, for my healing. Let's say praise me to the Lord Jesus. All right, would you come, little lady? What do you think? That isn't going to hurt you, sister dear. It's the thing that'll heal you. Don't be fearful, see. It's nothing that'll hurt you. Look at me just a minute. You believe me to be God's servant, sister, with all your heart? I see you are a Christian. Now, I want to ask you something. You've got a dreadful disease, the third killer of the world, TB. Do you know it? It's TB. It's what's wrong with you. Now, the Lord Jesus can make you ever withhold. Don't fear, Mother. It'll be all right. Our Heavenly Father, I pray for this young woman right here in the adolescent age. I ask for mercy. May this evil thing that's hid from the doctors, they try, but it doesn't do any good. But he can't hide from you, God. You know right where he's at. May he come out of the little girl in the name of Jesus Christ. And I bless thee, my sister, for thy healing. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. Don't doubt. I go rejoicing that you're going to get well. Have faith. All right. Now, Mother, yours is number one killer, heart trouble. It usually takes the people right quick. That's right, isn't it? That's right. It's smothering in your heart, and when you lay down, it gets bad, and you have blurring spells and blacking out spells and things with it. See, your life could not be hid. You've had a lot of trouble in life, a lot of sorrow and operations and things. Isn't that right? See, I'm not reading your mind, but I know what... is that true? Now, come here a minute. Lord God, to the faith of this woman, while our servant strength is fastly fading away, I pray, God, that you'll be merciful to her, and may she go from here tonight and be made well. Through Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy, rejoicing, and thanking God to be made well. Oh, how wonderful. How we can, if you could only believe him, have faith in him. Of course, there's no reason to see what's taking place at this time. It would be hard for you to believe. I hardly see the audience back in there. That it's such a... something. You don't even be trying to explain it. You just be reverent. All right, come, mister, and have faith in God. All right, just be as reverent as you can be now. How do you do, sir? Do you believe, sir, with all your heart? wall. We're both preachers. Is that right? You have a stomach trouble, and he has a rupture. Is that right? Lord God bless your servant. May he go home and do well, and may that be saying that you likewise, Lord. I pray in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Don't watch you want me now. It's nervous, it's just in your ministry and stuff. It's what got you said that. You're going to be all right. That's his ulcer condition is what does it. You have faith and believe God with all your heart. What about you, sister? You believe to him? That's all got a trouble in him, but you knew him, don't you? Is that your husband saying that to you? Is that the one? I thought that's what it was. You accept your healing now? Raise up your hand and say, Christ, I accept it, both of you. God bless you. God crossed his hand there, except for you, female, trouble to you. Is that right, lady? Set the one in there. Is that right? Raise up and accept your healing. You believe? Stand to your feet. I accept my healing. God bless you. You believe me? Believe God will make you well? There's somebody that can't tell right here, right over this section in this way. I see a little child that's got kidney trouble. So I can't tell you where it's at. God bless you. And there's a little girl standing by and is having convulsions. Is that yours? God bless you. Lay your hands upon it on the child, a little boy. Bye, sir. You're healed. Almighty God, author of life, and giver of every good gift, send your blessings upon this God people tonight, Lord. Heal the people here in this audience at this time. Through Jesus Christ's name. I wonder why you're standing or sitting with your head down. I want to ask you a question. I want you to be sincere with me. Is there a sinner in here tonight who say, I want to accept Christ as my Savior, and I believe that He's raised from the dead. I wanted to be a Christian for a long time. God bless you, lady. God bless you. Someone else raise your hand and say, Brother Ben, God bless you, sir. Send me say, God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sister. God bless you. Over in the house to the left. God bless you. All over there. Raise up your hand. Say, I want to accept Christ. Would you stand to your feet? You that want to accept Christ as personal Savior right now, get convinced that He's here. And if you hear my prayer to reveal things, the Holy Spirit said to me, I started to call another person sitting right here. So he's saying, with eye trouble sitting there, just got healed. I started to call the Holy Spirit said, make it all at all. I've got to be obedient. You that want to accept Christ as personal Savior and believe in you, hear my prayer right now, stand to your feet. All over the building, everywhere, every place. Would you stand to your feet? Everywhere. Rise up right now is the time to accept Him. Would someone else here stand just at this time? God bless you, young couple. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sister. Just remain standing, everyone. Would you stand? God bless you, young man. Someone else say, I want to accept Christ right now. I believe He's here. My dear brother and sister, before God, I line up. The angel of God that's here, this picture taken up, is right here at this platform tonight, right here now, directing me to make this altar call. Maybe the last chance for somebody, I don't know. There may be something fixed to happen, but He told me to make this altar call right now. I've never done it before in my life like this. Will you stand? Anybody here that's there who wants to accept Christ as Savior, will you stand? God bless you. That's right, everywhere. I just remain standing a moment. Father, I do not know why that you have done this. Something strange has struck me. But I pray, God, that you'll forgive every one of these who are standing now. May their sins be under the blood. I believe this is the call. This is the time. The angel of the Lord may spread forth his great wings over this building just now. And may they just fill dewdrops of mercy sprinkle up on every soul. Grant it, Lord, may the Holy Spirit in His great transforming power change the hearts of these people from doubt into faith. And may their testimony be great, and may they receive also the baptism of the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ's name. Now, if to you that's standing believes that God forgives you your sins, raise your hands high, stepping out as my personal Savior, you standing. You bring a sister. God bless you. You bring the little children up and down the aisle. How many want the baptism of the Holy Spirit right now? Would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Not really receive it. Once you receive it, stand to your feet. Now let go of it. All of you want the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you believe with all your heart, those speakers go right straight to the tent right now. Come right down to the tent. Boy, you come out right now. Let's go to the tent. Come here, Reverend. Rest of you, bow your heads up and up.